badgered firm, and it went on for days. He asked him the same question in a thousand different ways. Mr. Furman, did you plant the glove to frame a famous member of a group you do not love? Mr. Furman, down in Washington, they've got a Mayor Barry. Would it make you angry if he ups and intermarries? Did you say a slur once that people overheard? And don't dare try to claim to us you don't use the N-word. Come on, Detective Furman, won't you tell us true? Your druthers are that folks of color not hang out with you. Don't mention pretty ladies, we're prepared to stipulate. You would make exceptions if you just could get a date. Bailey's insults were the worst that you have ever heard. As time went by, his questioning got even more absurd. Tell us, Mr. Furman, is it not a fact? You think that Soul Train is a new route on Amtrak? Mr. Furman, did you plant the glove to frame a famous member of a group you do not love? Am I right, Detective Furman, that 30 years ago Amos and Andy was your favorite TV show? And tell us, Mr. Furman, did it gall you a bit when that movie White Men Can't Jump was such a great big hit? We get the point, Lee Bailey, won't you please desist? Step down, Mr. Furman, now you are